Christina, I'm going to hand over the airwaves to you, and you can introduce your guest and take it away.
Right. So I've got Cole McWhorter here. He is a track and field star. Well, high jump. Mm-hmm. And you recently went to OFSA for a championship, a challenge. Yes. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that was on, I competed on Friday at OFSA in Windsor. So I drove down on Thursday and came back. Well, I guess it would have been early Saturday morning. Made it back at about 3 or so a.m.
Wow.
And it was really, really big. So it was the track event for all of Ontario. So it was pretty serious.
So how many people were participating in this?
I'm not sure about the total, but in high jump for midget boys, which was my group, there was 26 people.
Wow. Okay. So you were chosen. So how did this work? So you...
There was kind of, you go up in a kind of, I guess you could call it the steps of I guess, making it to the championship.
Right.
You start at, there was our first meet in Russell. And then our EOSA was in Brockville.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we moved on to East Regionals in Belleville. And then from that to OFSA in Windsor.
Right. So you were chosen. And what was your reaction to that?
Like, I was actually really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd make it to EOSA. But especially making it to East Regionals, that was a surprise. And then from there to OFSA, that was really
wow,
pretty crazy.
So how did you do? How high did you jump?
I jumped 170 centimeters, which is my personal best.
Wow, okay.
And managed to get ninth place. And actually, the guy who jumped and got sixth place, he also jumped 170. The only difference was that he had less faults than I did.
Okay.
So there was a three-way tie at sixth place. They didn't give out a seventh or eighth ribbon.
Wow.
So it kind of pushed me back to ninth. But still, it was really...
Right. Really so you mentioned faults, but what does that sort of mean in the context of high jump?
So at every level you jump, so say we're at like 160,
mm-hmm.
is you go up by increments of 5. If you fail your first jump, everyone else will finish doing their jumps, and whether or not they make it determines whether they'll go again at that same height, and they have 3 chances.
Mm-hmm.
And each time they screw up is a fault. And if they get to 3, then they're out.
Wow.
So you get 3 new kind of potentials for a fault every height.
Right. So you have these attempts, and then if you mm-hmm. make a fault, you're sort of out of the running. Okay. And so how did your parents react to this? Like, I mean, this is quite a step up.
Yeah. They were very proud and surprised as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just definitely something none of us were expecting. And it was pretty difficult to get there,
mm-hmm.
the 10-hour drive.
Yeah, that's so, for sure. It's quite a hike.
And there's only a 1 week notice before the next event. They go, I think it was every Friday, starting from EOSA
wow.
and East Regionals and then OFSA.
Okay, and what was your personal best prior to the 170?
That would have been 165.
Okay, and how tall are you? I think we'd asked you this last time and you weren't
yeah,
sure
I'm
how tall
exactly
you were.
I'm not exactly sure, but somewhere 6 foot or maybe 6'1".
Okay, wow.
Somewhere around there.
And so what's coming up for you next? Like, now that you've done this, where does this sort of lead? Does it go anywhere else?
Well, this is it for this year.
Okay.
But next year, my goal is to actually invest in some proper track shoes with the studs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was actually the only one there competing for high jump that didn't have the studded shoes.
Jeez.
So, like, even the guy who came last had studded shoes. So, and apparently they make quite the difference.
So I imagine that kind of helps with like grip or,
you know,
stuff
kinda,
like that.
Because the whole idea of high jump is transferring your forward momentum into going up.
Mm-hmm.
So the studs really let you kind of torque
mm-hmm.
to go like way up into the air.
Okay. And so if you could dream real big here, what would you want to accomplish in the next year?
Well, next year I'm hoping to place top 10 in OFSA again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll really just have to see. Overall, I'm just going to try to pursue it for as long as I can.
For sure.
And see where it takes me, I guess.
And how long have you been doing this?
It's been, we had track and field every year starting in grade 6
okay.
at our old school. But that was just like the high jump was
right.
pretty much you just run up beside it and try to jump over. There was no real technique to it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until last year when I started to get a little bit more serious about it, and I think I jumped 150.
Wow.
And then just from there, this year I got serious and I really kind of wanted to see what I could do. So.
Cool. And so I was at a VCI awards ceremony the other day, and I couldn't help but notice you getting up on the stage at some point. So I don't know if you want to mention briefly what you were up there on stage for. What did you win?
Well, that was the VCI awards ceremony where they were just giving out all the different medals for team MVPs and people in different clubs and things like that. And I got track and field MVP.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you.
How many people are in track at VCI around?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. So like kind of a bigger sports?
It was a pretty big group. Okay. That went to the EOSA and the meet before that. But I was the only one actually who went to East Regionals and OFSA.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a pretty big group to begin with. And next year, a friend of my dad's actually is... he's planning on coming in to kind of, not really train, but kind of show everyone.
Kind of like coach a little bit.
Yeah, just to give them a better technique, more precise. And then hopefully more people will be able to go to East Regionals.
Yeah.
Have a bigger kind of VCI group.
That'd be great. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we've got going here. Do you have any last thoughts for our little audience here at Van Cleek FM?
No, that's about it.
All right. Thank you. That was Cole McWhorter, who is a high jumper. Can I say high jumper? High jump? High jumpy? High jumpist? I don't know.
High jumpers.
And he attends VCI here in Van Cleek Hill.
Thank you very much, Christina. That's a lovely little interview. And I'm pretty sure that many of those words that were spoken are going to show up in the newspaper next week.
Yes, for sure.
Probably that was a follow-up that you wanted to do, I think, with the interview that we did on the radio last week with Cole before he left for the event, right?
Part two.
But I have to say, Cole, that I think I've got you on the wrong side of the microphone over here helping out on the technical side. You have a very radiophonic voice.
Thank you.
We're going to have to snag you to come to sit on that side of the mic and start doing some co-hosting with Christina, I think. I think you two would be a really good pair here on the air to cover. You could pass off all the sporting stories to Cole. And
that
look
is
after
true.
That.
Yeah. I've been covering a lot of sports. I don't know if you've particularly noticed, probably not, but I'll be showing up at a lot of VCI sporting events, I'm sure, this summer.
Yeah, so it sounds like a really good match.
It's become a thing.
Yeah. So thanks again, Cole, for that that interview, and Christina. And we're going to go to a cut of music here from Ashley McLeod's CD called Hold Fast. And this particular tune is called Don Pettigrew.